We would like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. Here at Trinity UMC, we strive to be Christ's hands, feet, and heart in our community. We also invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship service at 10 a.m. You can also watch our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. And now we will have our scripture reading, Jeremiah 31, verses 33 to 34. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. And now we will have our sermon, Covenant of the Heart, by Pastor Angel.
And before we begin, today we will be doing a covenant renewal service together. It will be concluded by Holy Communion. If you did not pick up one of these by the bulletin, I invite you to do so, so that you will have it later, and I strongly suggest that you sign it and that you keep it somewhere where you can see it. We will also be passing around. Please don't look through them and search through them. Just grab one, and it is God's message to you, little keychains with scripture on them. I challenge you to keep that in your pocket for a month to help you to put God first in your life. One more thing, towards the very end of this, where we'd be doing communion, it says dismissal with blessing. That will be our benediction. Now we're all on the same page. Does anybody know what covenant means? Can anybody tell me what covenant means? Pardon me? A promise, yes. A very sacred promise, a multi-layered promise that has severe consequences when we break it. Marriage is a sacred covenant. You enter into marriage with your partner, with God. Ecclesiastes 9:12 tells us that God is the third strand in a marriage, and that it is essential that you keep God first and foremost in that covenant with you. We have a covenant to God and to the church when we join the church. In this modern day society, people believe it is my right to come in and sit down and evaluate the service. And everybody wants out within an hour, and everybody wants to get to lunch as soon as possible, and then they'll all sit there and complain about how the service went. That is traditional in almost any church. But truth be known, we take vows. When we join the church, we not only vow that we will pick up the mantle of Jesus Christ to keep us from evil, any form of evil on this earth, but we vow to give our presence, our time, our prayers, our service, our gifts, and our talents to our God and to our church. That is a covenant that we make with one another. Covenant is so much stronger than contract, than promise. It is an interweaving of both parts. Time and time again in the Bible, we see the word covenant, and we see how that plays out. A covenant is indeed a type of promise. As Terry said, it is a multi-layered, consequential, and consideration promise for when we break our covenants. It is so much more than breaking a simple promise. I know when my kids were young and we were growing up, if I broke a promise with them, if I told them I was going to take them to the zoo or I was going to do something else, and I absolutely couldn't, I felt terrible. I remember my son learning in Sunday school, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Our covenants are extremely serious. We damage our relationship with God when we let go of those covenants. When a covenant is broken as a general rule, no matter in what realm the covenant was made, it is a devastating, life-altering, massive implications for life change. When you're married and you find out that your spouse has been unfaithful, it crushes you, it devastates you, it completely and totally controls your life for a period of time. And that may or may not be recovenanted. I have seen marriages grow stronger coming together after an affair. But there may be a painful divorce, and that does not harm just the two people involved. That harms everyone around them, their children, their grandchildren, their friends, their family. It harms everything around them. And most importantly, that covenant was made between them and God. Without serious work, that has damaged the relationship between them and God. 400 years ago, people like John Calvin and Martin Luther believed that the Roman Catholic Church had broken its covenantal responsibility of being the dispensers of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ by means of false doctrines and blatant corruptions, having to pay to get into heaven was never in the Bible. The Protestant Reformation was a massive shift in the journey of the church, universal, and Jesus Christ. Much work has been done by the Roman Catholics and many, many, many Protestants to help heal that gap. Yet even so, Lutherans have just come to the point where they can begin talking theology with the Roman Catholic Church. And they are closest in theology to the Roman Catholic Church. These covenants have serious implications. Some of us may remember a number of years back when the Pope and the Archbishop of Canterbury walked down the aisle of that gorgeous, beautiful cathedral. They walked down that aisle together. They knelt at the altar. They held hands and they said the Lord's Prayer together, vowing not to let anything come between the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, for we all serve the same God. The prophet Jeremiah spoke powerfully to all of the people that they were not keeping their end of the covenant. You know, when it comes to covenants, we remember things like, what's the one covenant that we all remember? There's a symbol in the sky. The rainbow, very good. That was the covenant between Noah and God that he would not flood the earth again. There was a covenant between Abraham and God that the Jewish people would be the chosen people. There was a covenant between David and God that still has massive ramifications for today. Prior to the time of Jeremiah, the Jewish people had been living under the power and the belief that they had several secure covenants holding them to a special place in God's world. They were the chosen. So just imagine how hard it was for them when that temple was destroyed. Each rainbow would remind them of the covenant of Noah, that God would never destroy the world with another flood. The Jewish people held on to the covenant, the word of God, that Abraham was establishing them as God's chosen people. They also had a very special covenant with the Lord through the building and securing of the temple and the Ark of the Covenant being placed into that temple, into the holies of holies. Thank goodness today we are under the new covenant. We are under the covenant of Jesus Christ, a covenant made through his bread and his body. And he has promised to never leave us, to never forsake us, to be with us until the end of time. We have to remember that it was a cataclysmic, I can't say that word, ordeal in the kingdom of Judah. The Jewish people suffered the destruction of the temple in 587 BC by the Babylonians. That particular covenant was not mended until 1948 when Israel became a state. They not only lost their country in exile, lost their freedom and their independence, but in essence, in their mind, God lived in that Ark of the Covenant. He lived in the temple. That's where God was. They lost God. Fortunately for us, that veil was torn. And Jesus Christ lives in each and every one of us who wants to have them be with him as part of their lives. This covenant that we read today, this covenant service that we enter in upon, is so sacred and so very precious because it reminds each and every one of us to put God first and foremost in our lives. And it reminds us that when we sway from that, we can come back to him and re-covenant with him. It is a service that is usually done at the first of the year. The scripture that I chose today for the brief message before that service from Jeremiah 31 is based upon God writing his covenant upon our heart. And in essence, telling each and every one of us that we are a precious child of God, that we are secured under his wing, that he will care for us. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. For I will be written with sacred scripture upon their hearts. Our God loves each and every one of us so much that he covenants with us He promises to be present for us and to give us strength. The new covenant is one of a deeper kind. This covenant goes from the heart of God directly to the hearts of the people. From the least of them to the greatest of them, says our Lord. The implications are liberating, to say the least. No longer is our relationship to God limited by our political or material well-being. No longer is the presence of God limited to the ark in a particular building like the temple. No longer is God simply limited to our intelligence, thoughts, wisdom, and understanding. He is written upon our heart. He knows every thought that we have before that thought is completely formed. And when we take the time to spend time with Him, when we take the time to fulfill our end of the covenant, He pours forth into our life so richly that we wonder why we had not been keeping up on that all along. God has written on the heart of each and every one of us, "My child, I love you." We human beings have, in many ways, the ability to pass on our faith. Can you think of a couple of ways that we have to pass on our faith? That was a question. Bring your friends to church. Amazing. Pray for somebody. Meeting together and studying the scriptures. Being in the scriptures yourself. Even works of piety and works of mercy pass on our faith, because people see what we do for the children of God. And they ask us why we do such things. God has written on each of our hearts, "My child, I love you." But there is a question that you and I must answer. Are we willing? Are we willing to go there? We're willing to go many places. We are willing to travel around the world. We are willing to visit friends. We are willing to go on holidays, and we are willing to go to places for other people. We are willing to go into marriage. We are willing to join a church and to make a covenant with that church and with God. And then there's the day-to-day things. Malls, bars, hockey games, baseball games, football games, soccer games, any other kind. There's other places some of us have been willing to go to. Crack houses, bars, brothels. We're willing to go to funerals, although they are a difficult thing to go to, because we want to pay our respect to the person that was left and offer some comfort to those left behind. God tells us in this scripture, "I will put my law within them. I will write that scripture on their hearts today." As you receive your communion elements, you will hold on to them until we have finished going through the covenant together. We will ratify that covenant. In other words, signed, sealed, and delivered by the taking of Holy Communion. The girls will come right after communion with a bowl of little keychains full of sacred scriptures. And you will pick one out and keep it in your pocket for a month. Every time you feel that in your pocket, I want you to remember the covenant that you have reestablished today and ask yourself, am I still placing God first in my life? Are you willing to go to the place of total equality with all of your brothers and sisters? The place of forgiveness, the place of love, the place of lovingly being touched by the Creator, to the place where love is written and signed with your name on it. Signed, sealed, and delivered by the sacrament of baptism. Are you willing to accept what God has written on your hearts? Are you willing to embrace the covenant that you have with God? And are you willing to help bring other people into covenant? Whether it's into the church or simply into relationship with Jesus Christ, that is our calling. This prophet, the one speaking to you now, is telling you that the journey inward through this covenantal service, the journey inward through this covenantal promise, is worth more than anything you will ever do in your life. If you put this covenant where you can see it, if you hold on to that scripture keychain, if you remember to place him first, it says 2 weeks to make something habit. Well, I had to be extra careful, sure. So I say a month. You guys can hold it much past that too. But when we do these things, our lives are blessed beyond our wildest imagination. I threw him off. I didn't give him a leading.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee, swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee, filled with messages from thee. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thy own, it shall be thy royal throne, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee, ever only all for thee.